Thursday night, Shmaitzashir, Chav Teshvat. I know it's Lamed Shvat, but Thursday was Chav Teshvat. Okay. So, I think we actually finished the first parak.
No, we just didn't get to the last paragraph.
Which one? The very starting with what? Ella Dachati Tikshi. Yeah, that it doesn't work out in the Rambam. In other words, let's go back to the paragraph that starts with the words Ubeperek Asor Yuchsin. Ubeperek Asor Yuchsin Tal Rabbanan Ger Nosi Mamzeres Diver Reb Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Merger Lo Yisu Mamzeres. My time with Rabbi Yosi Chamishi Kolik Sivi V'chulu. V'chad L'Mishri Mamzer B'Shtuki. It's possible if you have an extra word to include that a ger could be Nosi Mamzeres. To exclude actually a ger, so chad l'mishri mamzer b'shtuki, the chad l'mishri shtuki b'Yisrael. That's two different psukim. L'chal goyim, l'chal gerim lo ikri kol. It's not considered kol, and therefore he could marry a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda tlosak reik sivi chad l'chal mishri b'Yisrael, l'chad kol nafka shtuki b'Yisrael mishri b'shtuki, l'chad mishri l'chal gerim ayin sham. I flew through it. The point is that it comes out from the Gemara in Kiddushin that this point that developed as a totsa'a from the Maharit's answer, that the Maharit answered the Rambam by saying that the shtuki could marry two people simultaneously. He can marry the moms and he can marry a bas Yisrael. And the Shmaitza had a problem with that, that if that's true, then you don't need two psukim. It turns out that this point of how many psukim do you need to allow a shtuki to marry a bas Yisrael and to allow a shtuki to marry a mamzer. It turns out that if you read the Gemara in Kiddushin, it turns out it's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's how it plays itself out. That according to Rabbi Yosi, you have two different psukim for these two dinim, one that a shtuki can marry a mamzer, and one that a shtuki can marry a bas Yisrael. And it plays out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have one pasuk for both. V'kashilon, and we asked, if you remember, we asked, b'divrei Maharit, shemitarets, te'itzuch l'mishri sofik mamzer b'toras vadai, v'sheyia muter b'Yisrael uzuv mamzeres. The MK, and we asked on the Marit, Trey Kroy Loma, Lahatir be Israelis of a Mamzeres, Kivin the Machad Kro Tarti Nafleich Moshikosavti. So we answered it in a different way. We said, it doesn't, okay, whatever. But our Kaponim now, the Eshliashev, so now it turns out onto Machlekes Tanoim. So now the Shmaitz is going to make like a Lishitosa. Rabbi Yosi, it turns out, if you read the Gemara in Kiddushin, needs two psukim. He holds the three leg decreases, loibinim ba'ashem toli chatichachas mishte chatichas hayin shom. Uman de soiva de loibinim ikba yisura, three leg de sofi gosim in a Torah. There is a body opinion that holds that if you do not need chatichachas mishte chatichas, you do not need ikba yisura. So it turns out you have to bring an Oshem Toloi. If you just pick up one piece of meat, then it's Sofik Chela, Sofik Shuman, and you eat it. You have to bring an Oshem Toloi. And that's inconceivable if it would have been Mutter to eat. If you would have asked a Shaila, they would have told you it's Mutter to eat. So there's an assumption that Mandi Omar holds that Sofik is Osir Min HaTorah. There's no way getting around it. The Rambam doesn't pass like that Mandi Omar, in other words. But if you hold that you bring an Oshem Tolui, then it has to be Osir. If it would have been Mutter to do, if you would have asked the Shaila, there's no way you bring an Oshem Tolui. Oshem Tolui you bring for doing it inadvertently. When she goes to Maharit, the Machlekes HaTanoim, the Maharit says it explicitly, that the Machlekes HaTanoim b'Oshem Tolui, Ibina Khaticha Mishtei Khatichas Pligi Bizet is a Demachlegas. To the Mandi Yoma Mavian Oshem Toli al Khaticha Achas, Sphere like the Sophic Osman at Tyro, Mandi Yoma Mishtei Khatichas, the Boyik Bay Yisura, Sphere like Hechadaloyik Bamutaman at Tyro. Shemachi lekar shem tolu, kivin du mutal oichle, ayin shom. Fiyam kemle Rabbi Yosi, who holds its taka, sofik is osur min haTorah, not like the way the Rambam paskins, but Rabbi Yosi himself holds sofik is osur min haTorah, because he holds you bring an Hashem Tolui even without Ikba Yisura. So Shaper Itzchich Trey Kroi. So you take need two psukim. That one, the Mechad Kro Loi Nafka Tarvayu, Chivin to the day Sphere Lake, the Sophic Osman on Torah. Vim Kain Rabbi Yitzchich the boy Trey Kroi, the time of Yosel Chomesh Kosavti. In other words, this whole Cheshbin, that you don't need two psukim because it's all one scenario and one pasuk should be enough, was all a totsa'ah from the Rambam sheet that a sofik is mutum in a Torah. Once you hold like Rabbi Yosi, according to this, it turns out to be a machlekes tanoim, we're saying now, this major machlekes that he started off the whole shmaitzah with, turns out to be a machlekes tanoim, according to this. It's not 100% so, but that's all these, the shmaitzah is bringing down, those sheikahs who hold it is, right. Yeah. So that comes up a cheshbon that according to Rabbi Yosi, sofik osur min haTorah. Rabbi Yosi would hold with the Uraisa, sofik isur l'chumra with the Uraisa. So certainly you need two psukim, one to say a shtuki is mutter and a mamzer, one to say a shtuki is mutter in Yisrael. The whole cheshbon that you would only need one pasuk was a totsa'ah of the Rambam shita that sofik is mutter min haTorah. So he says, so what do you need a pasuk of sofik mamzer mutter? So we answered to say it's mutter b'tor is vaday, and you can marry both at once. Ela dachati tikshe, it doesn't exactly work out, says the Shmaitzer. This is beautiful, it's brilliant, but it's not going to work out at the end of the day. Why? Well, the kaimel and karbiyasi the ger noisim amzeris, commercial cause of a Rambam. According to the Rambam, paskins ger noisim amzeris. So in the cheshbon of the whole string of the whole shalsheles, the whole chain. So if ger noisim amzeres, it means that you're using up two psukim. The imkain l'zidonami tzorich trei kolei. Slimash yikosuv amarit michat kol nafka tarvayuch moshe kosavti. Tola zidon sovik mutim ben atayro v'lo tzorich kro lahatim b'yisraelos l'chudei. V'ayimash yikosavti b'zeshmaitz v'beiz tzorich tzvav. I'll also remind of our teretz that we said, of course, you still need two psukim because they're two distinct dinim. The story of the Marid was just the scenario, but conceptually, his teretz is that it's mutter b'toras vaday, and that's a conceptual teretz. It doesn't need a story. You didn't like that. You said, what's the nafkamina? If there's no nafkamina, it's not real. I said the nafkamina is with someone that knows, is allowed to. Is he mechuyev to tell the person that doesn't know? That would be another nafkamina. There could be a lot of nafkaminas. Akaponim, you need two psukim because it's two different dinim. The fact that a Suffolk mamzer could marry a Yisrael, and that a Suffolk mamzer could marry a mamzer, or to be more precise, that a Suffolk mamzer could marry a mamzer, and a Yisrael could marry a Suffolk mamzer.
If a Suffolk mamzer married a Yisrael, what would that make the children?
We paskin, according to the Marit, vaday kosher. Because a Suffolk mamzer is a lot of. What did you say? A Suffolk mamzer marries a Yisrael, right?
Right, right.
So the children would be fine kosher, regular. Because that's mutter b'toras vaday. It's mutter b'toras vaday. Okay.
Now, the priestess, by the way, so yeah. That's really the shittest in my rib. That's
Mechokas Tanan,
because we know it's a separate
Rishonim,
basically.
Yeah.
So,
well, Marit has a piece of Torah. We're going to talk about it next week. I want to get into the Lomdus more. Today I didn't want to get into the Lomdus because I knew not everybody would be here, but this whole thing that to say that the Mechokas Tanan by Oshem Toloi is the Mechokas whether or not Sufik is Osram in HaTorah, Mutam in HaTorah, is a little. We'll delve into it next week in Mitzvah to see if that's muchrach, if that's compelling. Let's move on to Shmaitzer Beis now. It's a Perek Beis, I'm sorry. This is a continuation. The Ikar Nira, so the Shmaitzer says, I got the best teretz of all. The Itzvich L'Mishrei Sofik Mamzer, right, we're back to the original question. According to the Rambam, that Sofik Mediraisa is Lahokel, Lakula. So why do you need a pasuk that Sofik Mamzer is Mutter? The Ikan Nered, the Isrich Lemishi, Sofik Mamzer, like if there's a Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichais, that's the best teretz. Minasari B'machvua, two children got mixed up, and you knew that one was a Mamzer and one was a Vlad Kosher, and now they got mixed up and you don't know which is which. Got mixed up as baby. There was a mix-up in the hospital. So now what? So that's mamish chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. That is the classic case. You have both and they got mixed up. So no, so then everybody holds something derises l'chumra in such a case. And the pasuk by something mamzer says it's mutter. The chaygadna b'alma also the ikba isura. Not like the shmaitzes chiddush of Perek Aleph, where he said that a chazaka that's flawed is called Ikba Isura, and that's why he need a pasuk that Safik Mamzer's mutter. He rejects it because he says that's in the mother, it's not in the child, it wouldn't carry over
the case
to the
of
child.
One.
So now he's saying a simpler case. Good old Ikba Isura, classic. Ikba Isura, classic.
But it's they got mixed up. Based then, not based now, because now you got DNA. This wouldn't even be an issue today.
But based on that, you sowed him in Perek Aleph, in other words.
DNA doesn't tell you who the... Well, yeah, I guess. DNA tells you who the father is not.
Correct.
Huh? That's no big style, no? You can sum it on DNA.
Or it depends. You're saying mechanic because it tells you who the father is not. A DNA, the poskim do not allow DNA to declare someone Vadei Mamzer. Even though theoretically it could, because the DNA, they say, is 100% accurate to say who's not the father. It might not be 100% accurate to say who is, but it's 100% accurate to say who's not. But I know of no poisek that would allow DNA to say he's a Vade Mamzer and he's allowed to marry a Mamzeris. I don't know.
I just wanted to say that the Ikir Yisod that he laid, that the Shem Shemaisel laid down in the first parrot, which is that a chazaka or roe that's no longer a suffix, it's already called a vadai,
right.
It must be Ikir Yisod.
That's the Shemaisel Shita.
The Ikir way has got to answer the Rambam, has to be Ikir Yisod.
But we didn't, we'll be speaking about this, but again, I'm not so quick to agree with the Shemaisel. His Raya is in a case of Ruba Delessa, come on. I consider it entirely possible that a Ruba de Lesa come on as a Vadai, but a Ruba de Isa come on and a Chazaka is still suffering.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah, we learn the Shmaisa though, obviously.
Yeah, Shmaisa says it's Vadai. He says it, yeah, he says it, absolutely. Okay, so he says, I got a Ikba Isura classic. Two children got mixed up in the hospital, so it's like Chaticha Achas Meshtei Chatichos. And it's Ikba Isura, so that normally it would be a Luchumra, but Safik Mamzer is Mutter. Uva Mamzer is Feiko Mutter. Uva Mishnah Melech Kosav, the Mishnah Melech writes, Davo gab the Safik Mamzer Shari, Mikomoko Mamzer Shinis Arev, if they got mixed up, and you know one's a Mamzer, one's not, and you don't know which is which, Lo Shari is not Mutter. Kiva the Bechiai Gabna Mavia Noshim Tolui, Uva Safik Echo, they Mavia Noshim Tolui, Ayan Shab. A very interesting Mishnah Melech. He says that in a case where you would bring an Oshim Tolui, Safik Mamzer is Taka Osir. But the Shmaita says, no, that's exactly our point. That's when Safik Mamzer is Mutter, because that's when you would need a Pasuk. Otherwise, you don't even need a Pasuk, because you have the regular din of Safik Diraisa Lakula. You need a Pasuk by Yikba Yisura, but you have a Pasuk. But the Mishnah Melech says that's when it's Osir then. Then Dvar of Mukhrochim. The Mabakach, the Mavian Oshim Tolui, Kivin the Midei Sveka Lo Nafka, it's still a Chetz of the Sofik, but Toira Omra, Mam's Avadi Beloi Sofik, Vizeh Sofiku, so it's a Posuk that it's Mutter. So even though in its equivalent case of the rest of Toira, you would bring an Oshim Tolui, but the Posuk says, you learn that from a Posuk, that Sofik Mamzer is Mutter.
Just to go forward with a looping, like a looping definition, so what would we say is the Svara of the Mishnah Malkar? How is the Oshim Tolui? What do we want to say, just, you know, like on one foot, so to speak? Why does Nashim Talmud mean that it's like more, you know...
The Shmaitza says that also. The Shmaitza and Perek Aleph also agreed. The Shmaitza and Perek Aleph also says that the bringing of a Nashim Talmud is inconceivable in a scenario where something would be mutter. If he would ask a Shaila, am I allowed to eat this? And the answer would be yes, because something deraisa lakula, then it's inconceivable that if you ate it inadvertently, you would have to bring an osram talmud. That everybody agrees with.
Unless you have a pasuk.
Yeah. Oh, the Shmaita just says, right. But you have a pasuk by Sofik Mamzer. Sofik Mamzer doesn't know osram talmud. Osram talmud is only in a chorus thing. Right? In the Sofik Mamzer, there's no chorus, there's no osram talmud. So you never bump up against an actual osram talmud. You're just talking about the equivalent case. So the Mishnah Melech, it's hard to say, you know, where he's coming from. He holds, again, he may hold that Sofik Mamzer is not matir, the Pasuk is not matir, anything that would be mutter anyway. Maybe he holds like the Marid, it's matir, it's Pateras Vadai. I mean, whatever it is. He obviously doesn't hold that Sofik Mamzer mutter, the Pasuk, is matir something, the equivalent of which would be Osur and Kol HaTorah Kulo.
Hashem tells
you something
like it's like a litmus test
of his
Vada
Yisr
there? Is that
the that it's also to do. About not Vada Yisr. A litmus test that it's also to do. That's what the Shmaitza and the Mishnah Melech seem to hold.
No,
that it's inconceivable that something that is mutter to do, that you would have to bring an Hashem Tali for doing it.
Okay.
That's also not Mukhrach, but we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear that one.
Yeah. It's a litmus test that it's osur to do. Not that it's vaday osur. Adarabas. If you bring an osur tali, it's only sofek osur. If it would be vaday osur, you would have to bring a chatos. For Rambam writes, Shlosha mamzerim hey, mamzer vaday, or mamzer sofek. Abo mi sofek yidushin, or mi sofek gershin. Umamzer mi divrei sofer. So the Rambam, the Rambam paskins that a mamzer that's born misofik gerishin, right, is a sofik mamzer, and that's the case of mutter, right? Vavol gav the misofik gerishin, a woman who has a sofik gerishin mevia an osham talui. If someone's by a woman with a sofik gerishin, he brings an osham talui. The chumash goes of a Rambam, right, in Perek Ches Halacha Gimel. But the child that's born is a Sofik Mamzer and it's Mutter. So you see Beferish, not like the Mishnah Lamelech. You see Beferish that an equivalent case where you would have to bring an Oshem Talui, that case is Mamzer, Sofik, and is Mutter. The Torah says it's Mutter. The Rambam says that's the classic case of Sofik Mamzer, which is Mutter, is a child that's born from someone marrying an Isha with a Sofik Gerisha. But if you boil someone with it, but the boil has to bring an osham talui. So now he's going to answer the Mishnah Lamelech. So the Shemaitah's happy with that because you bring an osham talui out the Eishas issue. But Mamzer Safik is Mutter is a pasuk. That Mamzer Safik is Mutter.
And you have to give her a get as well, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Umil if he meshek asadi v'perikala to Safik Gerish and Eina Chazoka v'doyas. That we're not dealing with a cheskas eishas ish, and the belief in the cheskas eishas ish isra, to lehavi el ikba isura, unehid the bo ikba beben lo ikba, to lo mahani ikba the aim of law doim ken shapi yishlima the ikba isura the ben gufe osim in atoira. The Mishnah Lamelech can hold. He's answering the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Melech can hold the point that the Shmaitzer makes back in Perek Aleph. That we're talking about a case, the Oshem Toli case, is talking about a Cheskas Eishas Ish de Isra, a flawed Cheskas Eishas Ish, and that's why you bring an Oshem Toli and not a Chatos. But the child is not Ikba Yisura. Remember, that's what the Shmaitzer said in Perek Aleph. That an Ikba Yisura that's created by a flawed Cheskas Eishas Ish, a Cheskas Eishas Ish, the Isra, it doesn't carry over to the child. So then there's no more kash on the Mishnah Lamelech. If you boil the mother, you have to bring an Oshem Talui, because there's an Eishas Ish, Cheskas Eishas Ish, the Isra. But the child is a Sofik Mamzer and it's Mutter, because to the child there's no Ikba Yisura. So based on that svara, there's no problem. The Mishnah Melech has no problem. El the misvara, the Mishnah Melech's wrong. Islam lemeimer kivin deino el a sofek. It's still only a sofek. Afilu ikba yisura mutter kivin dehu mamzer sofek. And the Torah is matir mamzer sofek. But Torah omer mamzer vadeloy mamzer sofek. So in svara, the Mishnah Melech is incorrect. it's still a chefs of the Suffolk Mamzer, and if it's a chefs of the Suffolk Mamzer, the Torah is matter it. Even if it's Ikba Yisura, it's a chefs of the Suffolk. Okay.
What's the svara exactly?
The svara?
Yeah.
Ironclad. Ikba Yisura just tells you to go to Chumrah. Doesn't make it no longer a Suffolk. It's still a chefs of the Suffolk. So when the Torah says Suffolk Mamzer Mutter, it's talking about any case of Suffolk, even Ikba Yisura. It's just the Rambam is mode that at Ikba Yisura you go to Chumrah. What's the svar of that? We said yesterday that since Lakula means shut your eyes, cross the street without looking. It doesn't say it's mutter. It says take a chance. I'm not telling you you can't take a chance. Go ahead, take a chance. I'm your mother, but I'm not forbidding you to cross the street without looking both ways. I'm not forbidding it. Go ahead. That's what Suffolk Deraisa Lakula means. Now, you still might get hit by a car, but I'm not forbidding you to cross the street without looking. We're talking about Deraisa. Hashem is not telling you, ooh, maybe it's Asur. Don't eat it. It might be Asur. You might get hit by a car. Don't cross the street against the light. No, I'm not telling you. Go ahead. If you want, go ahead. You're taking a chance, though. If that's the pshat, then it has a shtickle pshat. Because we said the problem is, what is the pshat that the Rambam's moda that by Ikba Yisura, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra? It's the same 50-50. The Muradik Akasha. If the Rambam holds Suffolk Deraisa L'kula, and it's the same 50-50 by Ikba Yisura, it's just a little heavier, but it's the same 50-50. The statistic didn't change. 50% that it's mutter, 50% that it's usher. So why should you all of a sudden go to Chumrah? Tremendous kasha. I'm suggesting this as the teretz, that since Lakula doesn't say it's mutter, Lakula says cross the street without looking. So Ikba Yisura means this car's whizzing by, and Echanami is still the same percent chance that you'll get hit. But I can't let you cross the street without looking if this car's whizzing by. I just can't do it.
But in one case you get punished if you violate the warning, and in the other case you only get punished if you get hit by the car.
Yeah, but you don't get punished for violating the warning. That's the thing. You don't get punished. There's no. Even if you hold Suffolk Deraisa on the Chumra, there's no punishment for doing so, because you're only violating this warning of don't cross the street, and there's no punishment for that. There's no punishment for it. If the Torah would be meaning assume the worst, assume it's chazer, then there might be a punishment as if you ate chazer, if you violated that. But, okay. Anyway, so, but it's still a cheftz of a suffek. The Torah is saying, even if Ikba Yisura is l'chumra, but it's still a cheftz of a suffek. So therefore, it should be included in the heter of suffek mamzer mutter. That's what the Shmaitzer now says in Svarim. And he brings a raya.
Because Suffolk Mamzer is special.
But as long as it's a cheftz of a Suffolk, so that's what he's saying. Even if it's Ikba Yisura and you're going to Chumra, but it's still a cheftz of a Suffolk Mamzer. It didn't become Bade Mamzer.
Normally, when we're Matir a Suffolk, let's say somebody comes rabbi and it's chicken and it's a Suffolk if it's kosher. So the person that the rabbi says, he thinks about the different study, this and that, and says,
he's matim teres vadai. You're talking about he paskins his mutter.
Right.
That's a vadai.
Right.
It's vadai. Okay. No, he's paskining his mutter.
Right.
Vadai.
So the chiddush by Suffolk Mamzer is that Hashem doesn't say, the pasuk doesn't come to tell us that the Mamzer is not a Mamzer. It's just saying that it's Suffolk is allowed to marry.
You can take a chance. You can take a chance. According to. No. It still could be mutter b'teres vadai. But the Torah is talking about a Suffolk Mamzer.
It has a call Suffolk. It's a different din. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He said, since you don't have to resolve it, Suffolk, it remains a Suffolk.
Right.
The Rebbe is saying.
Right.
Okay.
The Chemot Sinu, the Shmaitzer now brings a Raya. Imamish has an equivalent case. He has a beautiful Raya for his Yesod. His Yesod being that even if it's Ikba Isura and you go to Chumra, but still it's a Chetz Suffolk, and therefore if you have a special pasuk or a special din that Suffolk is mutter, it's going to be mutter even if Ikba Yisura, because it's a chefs of the Suffolk. Ikba Yisura does not make a vadai. It's still a Suffolk. So he says, V'chein Mutzina Ba'orla. Orla Arla means the fruit that a tree gives off the first 3 years. Arla is Osur in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai that it's Osur in Chutz La'aretz too, even though ostensibly it's an agricultural mitzvah, and an agricultural mitzvah is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. But Arla, halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, is knowing in Chutz La'aretz too.
No,
this is the Pashtus. This is the Pashtus. This is the Pashtus.
Okay, okay.
Except the difference is Safek Arla. In Eretz Yisrael, Safek Arla is Asur, like every Safek Diraisa. So good, according to the Rambam, it might be only the Rabbanan Asur, but it's regular Issa Diraisa Safek. And then the Halacha of the Moshe Mi-Sinai says that in Chutz La'aretz, Safek Arla is Mutter. Mutter. Safek Arla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz.
Third year, fourth year, what?
Let's, if that's the case. But again, whenever we talk about Safek, we're not talking about you happen not to know. But if you go to the website, you could find out. It means it's a Safek. It's a Hefz of a Safek. Doesn't mean you happen not to know. What?
It says already Ikvei Sur. So what are we assuming?
Ikvei Sur is Chaticha Mishnei Chaticha. It's going to be Ikvei Sur. That's the simplest case. The halacha sveika.
One is Ba'al
Eilam. Yeah. B'chemot zina ba'arla, the halacha sveika b'chutz.
The mission is Yored Elokim.
Wait. B'chemot zina ba'arla, the halacha sveika b'chutz la'aretz mutter. Right? The halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai says that sofek arla in chutz la'aretz is mutter. Arla is asur in chutz la'aretz. I'm selling fruit from my orchard. And my orchard has some Arla trees and some non-Arla trees. So that's Ikba Isura. It's Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha. So whatever, Shegetz, doesn't matter.
And that's the case.
So it's Ikba Isura. But the din is it's Mutter. It's Mutter to buy from him. Even if it's Ikba Isura, because it's still a Heft of a Suffolk. Because it's on Yerid V'loiket, and he could sell it, and you could buy from him. So that's Ikba Yisura. So you see clearly that when there's a special din that Safek is Mutter, then it's Mutter even despite it being Ikba Yisura. That's what the Shmaitz is coming to prove. He's coming to prove that even if something's Ikba Yisura, if there's a special din that's Sveiko Mutter, then Sveiko Mutter, even if it's Ikba Yisura.
Where we know is the Vada Isur is in the field.
Against the Mishnah. Well, no. Yeah. Right. He's just proving his Yisod against the Mishnah Melech that Ikba Isura is still a Chefs of the Safek, and if there's a special din that Safek is Mutter, it's going to be Mutter even in Ikba Isura. The Nicha, thus, we have a Teretz now. Hadamakshu B'Shat V'Perkasori Yuchsin, Neima Osru Shtuki. There's a famous, another kasha on the Rambam. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbanan Asura Safek Mamzer? We're talking the whole time Safek Mamzer is Mutter, but that's been on Torah. Rabbanan Asura. So the Gemara says, why did they ask? According to the Rambam, this is a very puzzling question. According to the Rambam, every single Safek Isser is Mutter Midiyaraisa, and Rabbanan came ahead and asked it. So why is the Gemara all of a sudden bothered by Mamzer? Why Rabbanan asked Safek Mamzer? They asked every Safek that the Torah said is Mutter. V'nicha d'makshu b'shas berkas or yuchsin and neima osur shtuki. V'lo harambam the kol Safek Mutter min ha-Torah v'afilu ochi chachomim osru my kushya tfei b'shtuki. So why does the Gemara sit up and take notice about a shtuki? What's the problem? They always did it. They asked it every Safek Yisr. Ayin Shom B'Chidushi HaRashba. Shochech, we said, like Karambam. Don't think this is stam akasha. Okay, akasha. The Rashba holds it's such a difficult kasha that he proves from here, not like the Rambam. That's how powerful a kasha this is. Ulvimashik asafti, according to what I said, the Sufik Mamzer, the Itzik Sufik Mamzer, the Philip Sufik Shinasare, the Bechai Gavna Ikba Yisura, the Chivan the Atoira Hitira Philip Beikba. The Torah was matter here, even in Kikwe Surah. Mashek b'chol asfekos, the osur b'ikba. In Cain, it's a legitimate question. My time of osur shtuki, kivin dezel lav b'chol asfekos, el afilu b'ikba hitira ha-Torah. You see, it's the Torah was matter in, even when it's usually osur, so why does Chachamim come along and answer it? V'chazino, we see, in fact, the Ba'or law, halacha b'chutz la'aretz feiko mutter, what I just told you, v'lo osur chachamim, and the chachamim did not come along and forbid it. U'mishum the yotzo b'chal sharz feikei Torah. This is a yotzo min haklal, this is unusual. We see that it's also a mutter even by ikba yisura, so why should the chachamim should not come along and answer it? And you see, it's a very powerful heter with the araisa. So the same thing by Sufik Mamzer. So that's why the Gemara asks, why did Rabbanan answer it if you see it's such a powerful heter that it's mutter even by Ikba Yisura? So you see, by Orla, Rabbanan did not answer it taka. Even the mutter, I feel a bit Ikba.
What's the answer over there? I forgot. I think I looked it up. What's the Gemara answer?
Even Milas Yuchsa. We want to keep the genealogy as pure as we can. So Chachamim didn't want Sufik Mamzerim to mix into Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start a new union. I don't want to start a new union. Okay.